I always remember it because I actually got off injured at Celtic Park against Aberdeen, and the fog came in and big Brian Irvine smashed my knee, and I was out for about 4 or 5 months after it. That was a big disappointment because about 5 minutes later the game went off. I think it was, I couldn't believe it, there was about 15 minutes gone, you know, so that was a blow. So it brought back bad memories, that's for sure. But no, I'm disappointed for everybody at this game, obviously, because it's a fantastic atmosphere, perfect night for a game at football, you know, and as I say, we'd, Dunfermline support behind the goal was magnificent. I thought we started the game quite well, actually. So obviously disappointed for everybody because people are just getting back in, supporters are getting back in now, and obviously want to hear it, entertain them. That's what you play for.
Were you aware of the problems before the game? Were you in the changing
room? We were in the changing room when the lights went out in the changing room earlier, just before the kick-off, and we thought there was maybe a concern with that. So once that happened, you're a little bit concerned. But once we got back out, we thought game on, perfect. But never even heard it. People were saying that Tannoy was getting shouted at the fourth official. We never heard anything, obviously. And then the referee came over to us, explained to us the situation. And listen, people's safety is always the most important. That's paramount for supporters. You know, we've seen tragedies before and we don't want anything like that to happen.
I mean, you worked so hard preparing for this game, obviously, and as you say, you started well. I guess it's just so disappointing in that regard. But
Yeah, because I think everybody's looking forward to, you know, Wraith are a really good side, you know. But we're a good side when we play. We've just not shown that in the last few weeks. We're a good side. We've got good players, you know. And as I say, it was a perfect game for us, really, to be in that respect, because big excitement with the supporters, Fife Derby. My first one, obviously excited about that, and obviously we're trying to get a victory. I'm just disappointed the Pars fans have to go home tonight without seeing that victory.
Starting to build up for the home game, though, I guess.
can't wait.
I mean, I guess it will just kind of increase that hunger to get back to winning ways in front of your own fans.
Absolutely, that's football. That's what I'm saying. You can't prepare at any time. That's why people say, "What's happened? What's this happened here and happened there?" You don't know. Every day throws up something new. You know, different problems, whatever it is. Young Aaron Cormier have fantastic news. He having a child today, misses the game, and all of a sudden, you're saying to yourself, "It changes." You don't know what's going to happen in football. As a manager, you're always preparing, you know. But as I've said many times, you can prepare as much as you want, you know, as long as you put the work in, go across the white line, then that's when you've got to produce. And as I say, I thought we started the game very well.
I was going to ask if Aaron had been injured, but that's much better news.
No, so it's mad, fantastic news, so we're delighted for him, you know. So everybody at the club's delighted for him, and we wish him health and happiness.
And from a logistical sense, at least you've got him back next week.
Absolutely, it gives another player. As I said to you, that's all we want, is everybody fit, and we're getting there slowly but surely. We're getting a few boys back fit now, so we're looking forward to that challenge. And as I say, our boys, the biggest challenge should be on that training pitch, try to get in the team and stay in the team with performances, and hopefully they can maintain that. As I said to you, in the training pitch have been excellent. Not once, even through the couple of games we've not played particularly well, on the training pitch have been excellent, and that's all I ask them, is to take their performances onto the pitch, and I know they're more than capable of doing that.
Magic. Thanks, Peter.
Pleasure, guys, pleasure.